I think that's one of the common misconceptions, that somehow agriculture is a dying industry, that somehow it really doesn't matter to the overall economy of things. But it's also a huge part of the overall economic base of the state.
This is Kerry Gibson, the new commissioner of the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food. And he's right. Agriculture accounts for 80,000 jobs and $3.5 billion of Utah's economy. Gibson says one of his major goals is making sure Utahns understand just how crucial a role farmers and ranchers play in their day-to-day lives.
You know, food production is not one of those things that any of us can do without. And so one way or another, we absolutely have to make our food production systems work and make them successful in our community. I guess there is the option, although I think it's a terrible one, of just banking on the fact that somebody else is going to do it for us from another state or another country, but we don't believe that in Utah.
Gibson's Weber County Dairy Farm has been in his family for six generations. He says a few years ago he started opening the farm for visits from kids from the city.
That's been a really interesting situation to see these kids who live fairly close to the farm but yet have never really experienced it. Be able to come and walk through a cornfield and walk through the dairy farm and watch the milk be produced and put their hands on baby calves and just really get connected to the farm in a way that they haven't been connected before.
Gibson says those connections will help raise awareness of why Utahns should support their local farmers.
When you have a local farmer in a community, there are impacts that you can't really put a finger to. Keeping your tax base local, supporting your neighbors, it just gives those consumers something special to hold on to that says, hey, we're in this together.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Chris Polanski.